Good morning, everyone. This is the Journey Time Podcast. This morning, it'll just be me, Luke Hagforce, giving you the news. Chad and Matt are unavailable today, so I'm going to quickly run through the day's games and tomorrow's games. Not too many upsets of note. Winthrop over Notre Dame, an 11 seed over a 6. Virginia Tech squeezed by Illinois very closely. VCU over Duke, another 11 over a 6. Michigan State over Marquette, that's a 9 over an 8. Otherwise, it's basically chalk. One of my favorite games of the day, though, had to have been Texas A&M Corpus Christi, really playing a really close game to Wisconsin. At one point in the first half, they were winning by 18. So Wisconsin joined their vulnerability. They looked slow, and for a while they looked like they couldn't score. I think the loss of Brian Butch really had an effect. Just going through, starting in the Midwest, Florida will square off with Purdue. Purdue had some hot shooting against Arizona, but I don't think it'll keep up very long. Butler and Maryland, look for Maryland to return to their style, and I don't think Butler can deal with the inside presence that Maryland has. Winthrop and Oregon. Winthrop plays roughly the same style as Oregon. Miami of Ohio did a really good job against Oregon of slowing down the tempo. I look to Oregon to really get fired up in that one because they're playing more in their comfort level. UNLV, Wisconsin. UNLV has a really good chance of knocking off Wisconsin in that one. They are very energetic. They shoot well from the outside. And I think Wisconsin just plays that Big Ten style, and I think that could be dangerous. Kansas and Kentucky. Surprised that Kentucky got past Villanova. They played a pretty good game. Kansas shouldn't have too much of an issue with Kentucky. I don't see them lasting very long. Virginia Tech, Southern Illinois. Kind of a toss-up game. Southern Illinois beat Holy Cross by 10, but Holy Cross is in the game the whole time. Virginia Tech, very close game, only beating Illinois by 2. I think that, like you said, it's a toss-up, although I'm going to have to go with the lower seed in this one. I think Virginia Tech's offense will override Southern Illinois' defense. VCU in Pittsburgh, sorry, Eric Maynard and company, but your run is going to probably stop here. Pittsburgh's pretty weak for a 3 seed, but I don't think that VCU can keep up, even though Pittsburgh did blow almost a 30-point lead against Wright State before bumping it back up. Indiana, UCLA, don't look for Indiana to shoot that well again. UCLA win that one. UNC, Michigan State, pretty intriguing matchup. When you get UNC in the half-court game, they almost fall apart. I think that Michigan State has a chance if they control the tempo, if Neitzel has a big game again. USC, Texas, I think that'll be a really good game. Nick Young, Gabe Brewitt, Daniel Hackett, and Taj Gibson, if they play well, that'll kind of counterbalance DJ Augustine and old Kevin Durant, so that ought to be a good one. Vanderbilt, Washington State, probably the one that not many people will watch, but probably will end up being a very, very good game. Washington State needed a big effort from Ivy Clark to pull away from Oral Roberts last game. Vanderbilt destroyed George Washington thanks to hot shooting from the three-point line. Interesting game, not really a contrast of styles to an extreme, but definitely two different teams, and that'll be a fun game no matter what. Boston College and Georgetown. Boston College is going to need a big game from Tyrese Rice and Jared Dudley in order to knock off Georgetown. I think Georgetown's playing really well, and they ought to take care of business there. Ohio State, Xavier, ESPN's calling it the Thad Mata Bowl. The Ohio State coach was a coach at Xavier, went to Ohio State, whatnot, and Ohio State will come out of that one. Tennessee, Virginia, probably the fastest-paced game of the day. Tennessee put up 121 points yesterday, and Virginia likes to run as well. They only scored 84 in their game against Albany, but Virginia's been known to put up some points this year. You can ask Gonzaga about that. And that ought to be a really fun game to watch. Louisville, Texas A&M, Louisville's hard-nosed defense and Texas A&M's AC Law and Kavaloskis inside pose a pretty big threat. Yet, I still think A&M is vulnerable. And Louisville looks good, so I'm going to take Louisville in this one. Nevada-Memphis, Nick Fizikas, Ramon Sessions, and Kemp. Forgetting his first name for some reason. I think they'll pose a threat to Memphis. They could pull out the upset. But Memphis is pretty athletic, and I think it'll be another round or two before Memphis finally takes off. So, anyways, next round we'll have back the boys, and check us out on the web, www.tourneytime.podomatic.com. And if you go on the iTunes Music Store in the podcast section, you can search for us, and hopefully you'll have some luck finding us there. And that's it. Have a great day, guys.